Miles, the last time we talked to you, one of these, you mentioned that as soon as MLB had a rule where you could punt one inning, you could be in pretty good shape. Did you have the need to do that this evening? Is this about the most complete you felt in a start since you've been back?
Yeah, felt like I had been struggling with some curveball command, and Mad Dog helped me. We kind of worked on it in my last bullpen, and kind of able to kind of nail it down and put some checkpoints in there to help with that. And once that was there, I feel like all the pieces kind of fell into place, and I felt pretty good tonight.
What's the meaning of a win for you? This is your first in regular season game since September of 19, I would imagine.
It's been that long. It's been a minute, so it feels good. It's a good, spiritually fulfilling, emotionally gratifying. It feels nice to get a win, and it feels better to do it against one of the teams we're battling right now. So that's good. And, my timing was good for my first win.
Katie Wu, The Athletic.
Hey, Miles. You seem to use a pretty even pitch mix. Used all your stuff efficiently today, and I know you mentioned working on your curveball command. How important is it for you to make sure that you have a full arsenal and that those pitches are working effectively?
It's really important because the high fastball plays off the curveball, and the sinker plays off the slider and the changeup and this. So when you have all those pitches, you can mix and you can go in and out and up and down and change eye levels and disrupt timing. It's huge. And the curveball is a big part of that. And it was nice to kind of have that back and feel really good about it today.
Oh, I know that over your last few starts, we've talked about that your stuff was good and, you were pretty confident it would come along. Like, this is how your stuff has played all year, and this is just the most consistent effort of it.
Yeah, I was, the rehab process, some of it's physical and some of it's mental. I was cruising in the game against Cincinnati, and maybe I, lost a little bit of focus there, like, oh, I'm back and I'm just going to kind of roll through it. Well, you don't just roll through major league hitters ever. So today I was just really focused on, obviously the curveball, and then just making sure that I was, 100%, there for every pitch, and, kind of showed that, that's kind of the way to go.
Thanks, Miles.
Zach Silver, MLB.com.
Miles, kind of leaping right off that. I mean, you said that some of your past starts, you feel good. Did tonight feel different than those? Was there any sort of better
physically
sensation?
Physically I felt kind of the same, but I feel like, mentally I was a little more locked in and just not necessarily, curveball, let's throw a curveball. Okay, curveball, let's throw the curveball that I need to throw now. It's not just any old pitch. It's not just any old slider. It's the slider for that pitch. It's the fastball for that count, not just, oh, here's another fastball. So taking that mindset into it a little bit better, I think, helped me out a lot.
How do you sort of unlock that? I mean, is that something that kind of comes as it starts going on? Is that something pregame you work on? How do you get from just throwing a curveball to the curveball?
A little bit of everything, pregame work, in-game, just kind of staying focused. I took a nice sage bath the other night. I, burnt some sage at my house, a little spiritual, some incense and this and that, trying to get into it.
One last question. What have you learned or seen from Dylan Carlson over the course? I haven't been around him so, intimately over the course of the season, but just for what he's been able to do this year for you guys at 22 years old, what has impressed you? What have you liked that you've seen from him this year specifically?
He's been awesome. I mean, his work in the cage, in the clubhouse, he's very diligent and, he's got a great eye. I mean, he starts the year off and he's, seeing a lot of pitches. He's taking his walks. He's taking his walks and he's taking his lumps. He's had his ups and downs, but he's been consistent in his approach and his work ethic. And it's really started to show off this last couple weeks. He's got power when he needs it. Two huge homers today. But he's good. He's been incredible for us. He's been a good stabilizing force, and he's a great guy.
Rick Hummel, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
How much different is it to be pitching with a 3-run lead right away rather than kind of burying your team with 3 or 4 runs like you've given up in a few other starts?
It feels nice to be on the other end of it, that's for sure. Getting through a couple innings and then, even – going out for the 6th, knowing that how great our bullpen's been all year, knowing that if for some reason I do get into trouble, you know, later in that start that that they're going to have my back. So that's good. But it feels good to be on the other end of a nice lead early in the game. That's for sure.
How important is it for you to feel like you belong in this rotation now after waiting so long? And now you've got a stretch drive to show that, yes, you can help this team.
It feels good. You know, those first couple, you know, I had a couple okay ones and then a couple like, you know, bad inning here, bad inning there. And the joke is we have such an old pitching staff now. And I was the one who was like kind of the youngest guy now, which is kind of funny. But, you know, as a group of older pitchers, I was like, hey, we could do something kind of incredible for a group of older guys. And, you know, being the youngest guy, maybe it's not really my place to be like, let's go do like an old guy thing. But, you know, to finally be a part of that group that's been doing so well, it feels really good.
It's hard to belong when you're hurt, isn't it? I mean, you try and they try to involve you. But
yeah, it's tough. And you walk a weird thin line in some gray area. Like even when you're hurt, you're here, but you're not here. And maybe if you want to say something and get guys riled up, you really can't because it's like, well, he's just watching the game. They're not like doing anything. And then when you get back into the mix, like you want to prove again, like you said, you want to prove that you're here and like, oh, I'm back and I'm here to make a difference. Like I'm not back to be a burden. I'm back to help. So it feels good to be back and to really help in a game against a team that we're running against right here.
Thank you.
Ben Fredrickson, St. Louis Post-Dispatch.
Hey, Miles, I had a follow-up on the Sage. Is that something that just you have used, or is that making its way around the clubhouse? I didn't know if that might be used by other guys.
I think we got some other herbal remedy guys on the team. I know it's been something I've been kind of bouncing around. I've still got some incense from when I was in Japan. That's something I like to do. When I was making my rehab starts, I would sage the locker room, try to like put on like a show for the minor league guys. Like, oh, he's doing weird stuff. Like, what's he doing? So that was kind of fun to do that. But it's nice. I think, you know, if you look into it, like it's got some properties, mostly just keeps the bugs away if I'm sitting outside. But it's fun. I think there's something to it if it makes you calm or it makes you feel, you know, like a little more in touch with nature or whatever, or with earth. But
has this team been rejuvenated?
I think so. I think that series in New York got us going. I think we're going to be a heck of a ball club here on out. That's for sure.
Any last ones for Miles?
I'm sorry, Miles. I joined a little late. I heard you about it's been almost 2 years or a little more than 2 years. Can you just kind of take us through that real quick? I mean, was that even in your brain how long it's been since your last regular season win?
No, not really. I don't ever really put my head too far in the past there. You know, I'm going out trying to win every game. You know, I had a couple wins in the minor leagues this year. That was nice. I hadn't had a minor league win in even longer. So we could check the books on that, but it does feel good. I mean, first, like I hadn't pitched in 2 years. Now I finally get a win after about 2 years. So, you know, who knows what I'll do next. I haven't hit a home run in the major leagues in a while. That would be nice for me to do for myself, or even get a hit.